Alleluia, alleluia. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory.
Alleluia.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory
to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of the man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. I wonder how your Advent has been. The season of preparation and joyful expectation. Life is inevitably full of ups and downs. I have to say, personally, my Advent this year has been somewhat erratic. Some great joys, immense joys, and some very trying times too. But whatever happens in our lives, for many people, life is rarely plain sailing. There have been moments of frustration or difficulty this Advent, but joy has always been there for me. And particularly so when coming together as the body of Christ to worship. Unlike happiness or cheerfulness, joy can share a space with other negative emotions. We may not necessarily smile to be joyful, though it feels better to do so. We can take joy in someone else's pleasure or good news. And I think it's quite remarkable when we see people in much poorer countries with so little and yet filled with so much joy. There is a deep contentment within them. Now, during Advent, I've spent times of meditation on one verse from John's Gospel, later in his Gospel than tonight, at the Last Supper, where Jesus is preparing to leave his disciples. And he's quoted as saying, "I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." Despite all the traumas and difficulties his disciples would face in the future, their joy would be complete. And that joy for John, I think, was expressed so eloquently in that gospel reading that was read tonight, in that opening prologue. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. That great sense of honour and joy. They were witnesses. They had the joy of meeting and knowing the man Jesus and seeing God at work in him. Seeing that profound love and power working through Christ. But go back to when Jesus was born. Who were the first witnesses to this joy that had come into the world for everyone? It was lowly, humble shepherds. And shepherds in Jesus' time had a pretty poor reputation. They were regarded by rabbis as being untrustworthy, perhaps rough-looking characters who could not be so meticulous with their cleanliness. Shepherds could easily be regarded like outsiders. People who by necessity lived out in the fields, not in the village of Bethlehem. They were out in the fields, moving about, following and looking after the sheep. And so Luke sets out for us at the start of his gospel, like John, that this joy of Jesus is for everyone. But Luke has a particular emphasis of inclusion for those who are on the outside, so to speak, the unloved and the unpopular, those on the margins of society. In that reading tonight, here is good news, said the angel, for all the people. And we will sing in our next hymn, glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. And tomorrow morning we will sing joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. The gospel is global. It's for everyone to receive. And we live in a world that wants to suppress joy. But here, this angelic announcement which brings this good news heralds that it really is good news for everyone. Even those grubby, bathless shepherds, the lowest and least of the day. And as Luke began his gospel with joy, so he ends it too with joy. Jesus' departure at the ascension. And right in the centre of the gospel, chapter 15, the parable of the lost sheep, there's more joy in heaven over one who comes home to God. His whole gospel is suffused with joy. Should we too then be joyful? After all, joy, writes Paul, is a gift of the Holy Spirit. A gift of the Spirit to be joyful. Filled with joy. Just like the shepherds who went with haste, responding to the angelic invitation. They left everything behind to see this child. Far more important than anything else at that moment. They left their everyday responsibilities to go and see Jesus. It wasn't enough to hear the good news. They had to go and see and find. And having seen and found, then to return, and we're told, filled with joy, praising God. Of course, those shepherds would remain as shepherds, I guess. Their lives wouldn't change significantly in terms of their outlook, you know, how their lives went. They would remain shepherds. Life would still be difficult for them. But I wonder how life was for them from that moment on. Perhaps more bearable, given hope because they'd experienced something so profound. Joy does not necessarily mean an absence of suffering. Joy comes from being in the presence of God. And so these transformed shepherds become a model for us, our Christian lives. The Christian hears the good news, they seek and discover its truth, and they share that news with others with joyful praise. May it be so that we are joy bearers in the way that Jesus intends us to be, and with his help, bring joy in the same way that he himself brought joy into the world. I don't watch a huge amount of television, but one advert has caught my eye this season of Goodwill. You might have seen it, the Amazon advert. Have you seen it? On the, well, it's a snow-covered slope, and there's kids sledging down these slopes, having a great time. And these three elderly ladies sat on this park bench at the top of the slope. And they're watching all this go on. And then one of them takes a phone, Amazon, orders three things. Add to basket, you know, gets delivered. And then what they, she gives the package to her friends. And they open the boxes. And inside are like sponge foam cushions to put in a sledge. And these three elderly ladies go tobogganing down the slopes with the kids. And that reminds me so much of the joy of the gospel, that it really is for all ages, young and old. And that joy is shared. That's the phrase in the advert. Joy is shared. So let us, this Christmas night, go from here and share the joy of knowing and following Christ, and that he's in our lives, helping us in life, because life isn't always smooth, but if someone's there alongside you on the way, it makes life a lot easier. Amen.